Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with just a few scattered clouds, otherwise a good amount of sunshine, low humidity, and a comfortable breeze. And it all equals out to temperatures that will top out close to the 80-degree mark by mid to late afternoon. High pressure is building in from the Great Lakes. It'll dominate our weather for a couple of days, bringing us a mainly clear night tonight with comfortable sleeping weather as temperatures drop back largely into the 50s. More sunshine in store for us for tomorrow with the same high pressure center in control. Again, low humidity with highs in the lower 80s. On Thursday, a new trough of low pressure will begin to dig into the Great Lakes. Our weather will be dry early in the day, but as that trough and an associated cool front make their way toward us during the day, clouds will be on the increase with a good chance of showers and thunderstorms by the time we reach the sunset hour. Showers and thunderstorms will continue into the evening, but not before temperatures top out again in the lower 80s. More scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in the area on Friday as the trough continues to make its way through with highs in the lower 80s. At this point, we'll turn our attention to another disturbance, which will be diving into the Great Lakes late in the week. It'll move through our area over the weekend with a renewed chance at more scattered showers. Aside from the showers, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds and highs sliding back into the middle and upper 70s, and mainly dry weather by Monday, with partly sunny skies, highs again in the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for the northern plains. An upper-level ridge will build northward across the Intermountain West today as a trough moves eastward across the northern high plains. At the surface, a low will deepen and move southeastward into southwestern South Dakota as a cold front advances across the northern high plains. Dew points will be in the mid to upper 50s, moderate instability, and 50 knots of deep layer shear may support supercell development if cells can predominantly remain discrete. Strong shear and steep lapse rates should be favorable for large hail with the more dominant cells, although damaging wind gusts are also possible. And the remnants of Dorian are producing a small but concentrated area of showers and thunderstorms about 150 miles east of the Turks and Caicos Islands. Upper-level winds are not expected to be conducive for regeneration to occur during the next couple of days as the disturbance moves west-northwestward to westward at about 15 miles per hour. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Barejo and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 29 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower to mid-80s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62, the record high, 100, set in 1933, and the record low, 44, in 1968. Sunrise this morning was at 5:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m., 14 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny skies today with highs in the lower to mid 80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid 50s to around 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly sunny skies today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny today with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny today with highs right around 80 degrees. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine and low humidity in the lower 80s. Starts out dry Thursday, then increasing clouds, late day showers and thunderstorms likely into the evening in the lower 80s. More scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm Friday, lower 80s. And a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday and Sunday, the risk of a few showers, highs in the middle to upper 70s and upper 70s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.